Blog Talk Radio.
Matt, a glad Monday night inner sight. Welcome around the world. And it's been quite a revealing day for yours truly, and I'm sure for millions of others. I want to thank Luann at Gary Knowles' office for turning me on to Gary's podcast and the most revealing information on the vaccine. And I'll tell you, we're going to do a show on it next week, but really check it out. I wouldn't take that stuff. Listen to Gary, listen to some of the other great doctors. Dr. Bach of Germany was on. Great, great scientist. And he referred to another doctor, the world's leading epidemiologist at Stanford University, who has come out with some very startling news. One thing they mentioned, I'll mention one thing, which really makes me mad and angry. He said that out of every 10,000 people, only 5 died. Every 10,000 that got the virus, only 5 people died. So now, if that's true, and why would these doctors say that? These are reputable people. You know, their reputations are at stake, you know. What axe do they have to grind? They don't. They don't have one. The other people on the other side have plenty of axe to grind. You know, they want to sell this vaccine. They've spent all this money. And then, you know, in addition to that, you take the vaccine, you may have to wind up taking other drugs to ease off the side effects and what have you. So, beware, world. Be smart. Educate yourself. You got to look into this. You know, people are going to say things. People are going to do things and all that. But what people should really do is look into this and study it. They're telling you to take something. Study it. They haven't studied it as much as they should. They pushed this thing on the world. So you better study it. You know, you got to know anything that goes in your body. You got to know as much as you can what it's about. Matt, a glad Monday around the world, inner sight. And brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Keto lady. I want to thank them for the food and now for helping me get my dog's meds for the arthritis. I give her organic stuff. All right. My dog is jumping around like a new puppy lately. Inner Sight honors the Big East, Akita Rescue. And let's see, you can dial them up, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. They got a beautiful puppy over there, I understand. I'm tempted. All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Be good to all the children, especially if they're disabled. They need a little more attention. We remember little Tommy. We remember Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. Beautiful, beautiful, heavenly creatures now who can watch over people. Around the world, Inner Sight, nobody starves on Long Island. Gary, dog food, cat food, medical when he's able to do it, veterinarian care. 631-484-3085. And if you're disabled and you have a problem picking the food up, let him know. Been very good to many of us, and bringing the food over. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. My friends at the Long Island Connection, Terry, Bobby, Rocco, and if you're listening, we haven't been able to get into the studio. That's why you haven't heard from me. But I got to see if I can dig up your guy, your number and call you guys. I don't go on the Facebook, even though I do have one. So, Long Island Connection, check it out. Around the world, Inner Sight, and some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruellLawCenter.com. So there you have some of the people who have helped us in the past. We remember them. Let's see, who else we got? Baccaro's Italian Tavern, we remember, of course, where my good friend Joe Arion used to frequent. And we thank them for remembering Joe. Matt, a glad Monday, Inner Sight. And we get our engineer in here. We'll be able to take some callers. I want to say hello to my friend Mike out there in Brooklyn. Can't think of the name of his store, but he's got a beautiful store on Bay Ridge Avenue in Brooklyn. So, I'll try to get the name of that store and the phone number for later on or tomorrow night. But hello to Mike. Cool guy. Used to be a police officer in Lebanon. All right, let's see. Around the world. Inner Sight, and we are moving up 100,000, 1,600, and then a few more. So there you have it, world. Moving up, one of the top 10 shows on the disabled in the world, they tell me. Well, that's pretty good. So this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, 213-816-1650, and we're going to get our engineer in here so we can take some phone calls shortly. So let's see, what's all the mads or glads in the news? By the way, well wishes to Rudy Giuliani, who I heard today came down with a virus. You know, and they claim it's the virus. Who knows? But anybody can get a virus. The idea is to knock it off, knock it out, have a good, strong immune system. You know, that's the thing. Heard today about ginger and garlic and blueberries on the side. Very good for the immune system. That's a Korean formula. So check these things out and fortify your immune system. You won't have to worry about a virus. You may get one, but it'll be mild and you'll knock it off. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. And don't forget, we're on television. It's still reruns, but we're on. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday night out here in Long Island, 7:30 all over Long Island, Channel 20. So give us a look. Yeah, Mad or Glad Monday. inner sight around the world, and a lot of people. I heard a story today of a doctor who supposedly lost his license. People not to wear the mask. Well, I don't know if that's a reason to take away a man's license. I mean, you know, people can decide for themselves if they're going to wear a mask or not. I don't think it's a bad idea to wear the mask. I don't think you should overdo it or be a fanatic about it or, you know, be crazy about it. But, you know, I wear it. I go out. I don't wear it in the street. And I don't wear it when I'm eating in a restaurant. Other than that, you know, in the public, because that's the rule, you know. And I'm not there to fight with people. I'm there to inform them. So wearing the mask for my purposes helps me to get their attention better. And that's important when you're trying to be an advocate. And, you know, I go out and let people know about the service dog schools, that there's no licensing and all that. There to fight with them over a mask. That's stupid. All right, inner sight around the world. And let's see, Mad or Glad, Monday. Oh, I'm so glad. I'll tell you one thing I'm glad about. My dog, my Akita. I got to tell you this story. This is an amazing story. Funny, but amazing. So I went to go to my friend's office, and the flight of stairs going up. I'm going up these stairs with my guide dog. She's on my left, of course. And come charging down the stairs, two of the sweetest dogs. You know, they weren't going to attack my Akita, but and she stopped dead. She stopped in the middle of the stairs, and these two dogs. The guy, evidently the owner, came out and got one of them and brought it back in the room or whatever, you know, the office or whatever it was. The other one kept coming down, and went right up in Charabelle's face, and Charabelle just stood there and sort of nudged it a little bit. She didn't even growl, didn't even make a noise. And then I was turned around, which is not the easiest thing to do when you're on the middle of a flight of stairs. So my dog had to turn me around and, you know, wait for me. So I made sure I got my footage. She's very good at that. You know, excellent agility, the Akita. So that's another thing that makes them good guide dogs, good service dogs. So I turn around, going out the door. Now this dog is still coming down the stairs. I got a little nervous, but the guy came down and made sure the dog stayed behind the door. I was worried about the dog. I didn't want it to run out. We're on Main Street. But my dog performed beautifully and did a great job on not only keeping me safe, keeping those two dogs safe. You know, Inner Sight. That's the dog. Inner Sight dog. All right, man, a glad Monday. And holidays coming up. We got Christmas, New Year's, and all that stuff. Then you got Valentine. You know, these doctors make me mad. These idiots that keep saying how bad it's going to be the winter and you know. I mean, I've said this before, and it's worth repeating. If they know it's going to be so bad, why don't they do something about it? Other than creating a poison to give people. I mean, there's so many other things they can do, and they haven't done it. And, so it just reminds me that it's not, it's exaggerated. It's really exaggerated. A lot of people take it seriously. You know, a lot of people are intimidated and afraid. That's what happens when you believe everything that these doctors tell you. I mean, just think about it. Look at all the people, millions and millions of people walking around. What was it Gary Knoll said today? Half the country has pre-medical conditions, you know. And he said the same thing that I said a few weeks ago, only Gary knows better than me because that's his business. How are they going to give this stuff to all those people that have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and he went on with the list. Country has that. There's a problem right there. They haven't tested that stuff with these people. You know, when you take that stuff and you get a reaction, you go to the emergency room, you go to the doctor, they're not going to know what the hell to do because they never did it before. You know, you go there with diabetes, as bad as it is, at least they know you're having a diabetic attack. They know what to do to help you, calm you down, all that. With this stuff, they don't know because it's never been done before. And these are the things that we've talked about, and we'll be talking about them again next week, try to get more info as much as we can on this vaccine. But this is the thing that that makes me mad, that they keep talking about how horrible this winter's going to be with this virus, and yet they don't do anything about it. And who was it, the governor of New York? Somebody told me he had a news conference, and people are not being forced to take the vaccine. They have a choice. Well, what's the choice? Taking it or not taking it? How about something else instead of it? That would be more of a choice. You know, something better, something that's less likely to hurt you, a lot less likely to hurt you. No choice in that. They're not offering that. They're not giving that. They're not talking to the people who could create that. So there you have it, world. Mad or glad Monday. 3-816-1650 and awaiting the arrival of our engineer so we can see what's going on with the phones and all that stuff. Mr. Trump signed an executive order, America First, with the vaccine. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, you know, but I do know that I have another mad. Where's the stimulus? They never gave us that. They gave us one check all the way back in April, and that was it. Politicians are very selfish. They really are. You know, they've helped to bring trouble on people, and they compound the trouble with a
hello.
They compound the trouble with a substance that they haven't tested. Mm-hmm. Then on top of it, they don't give you the money they're supposed to give you.
This is true.
And if you're disabled, it's 1,000 times worse because we don't have equality.
I was investigating, by the way.
What?
Well, doing a little bit of investigating for InterSight while I was not on the phone, so bear with me. Let you know.
Investigating InterSight? What did we do now?
No, not InterSight. I was doing some investigating for us, for our vaccine show, so.
Oh.
A little delayed, yeah.
Delta.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people talking about this, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so.
I'm still
on the hunt.
The Spanish community is warning their people against it.
Oh, yeah.
I
know.
Anyway, Able
like
News.
They say today, before I go on with Able News, they said today, well, the governor said, he said in his presentation that 40% of just the general population don't, you know, are suspicious about taking it. He doesn't want to say outright that don't want to take it. And 50-something percent of the black and Hispanic population don't want to take it. Well, I said, well, I'm one of those suspicious about it.
Well,
so
that's
guess
go
what?
Up.
I'm one of them.
I'll tell you something.
It probably will. You know,
that's a lot of people, 40%.
That is a lot. And he says, we need to get to 70%. People of in this immunity bracket to have taken it for this to be successful. And
yeah,
I'm like
right.
looking at TV and I'm like, alrighty, you do that. I'm not taking it right away until you, yeah, exactly. I mean, I felt like I just read your mind.
I'm not taking it at all.
Yeah. I don't feel like I need to be rushed into a decision because you want to make some money on something. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Look at all the money they spent on it.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I was told today is they're paying
mm-hmm.
people to take it.
Yeah. $1,500, I think. Yeah. To take
yeah.
the vaccine.
How do you like
what
that?
You couldn't pay me a lot until I decide what I want to do. You couldn't pay me millions to take something that's going to kill me. Okay?
Yeah, well, that shows you how desperate they are.
Yeah.
If they believe in this stuff so much, why do they have to pay people to take it?
Exactly. I went to the reason why I went off the line and I spent some time, I went and checked the phone number that they sent to me, my doctor's office. They said, we're following the situation now. Normally my doc says, okay, sign up, we're following the situation.
Don't
about...
Don't sign anything.
No, wait.
That's the worst thing you can do.
I didn't. But this is what he said. He normally says, you know, sign up. When we get the vaccination, we put your name on the list, That's like the flu vaccine, right? He didn't say
Himmler's
that.
Himmler's list.
Exactly. Well, get a hold of this. He didn't say that this time. He said, we're following the situation. Huh? What happened to put your name on the list? We're following
no,
the
because
situation.
They don't know about this stuff.
They don't know, no.
They don't
I'm
know
like,
damn
even
thing.
My
the
own
head,
doctor is
the
not
the head epidemiologist. The head epidemiologist of the world, according to Gary Knowles' show, said, telling people not to take this.
I know.
Now, are they going to dispute with him? They're going to argue with him?
Mm-mm.
I'd like to see that show.
That'd be interesting.
You
know? I enjoy that show.
Yeah.
I'd like to get all of them on the show together. That'd be interesting.
I mean,
really,
come
I would.
On, man. You know, this stuff is...
I'd advertise
they
that.
They threw it at people.
Yeah.
You know, we heard Gary today, Gary Knowles.
Yeah, we did.
Supposed to be 5 years, and that doctor resounded those words, echoed the words.
Yeah,
that
did.
Dr. Bach from Germany, the great professor.
Yeah.
5 years they're supposed to test this stuff.
Yes, they are. At minimum. At minimum.
Yeah.
That was his exact words. At minimum, they're supposed to test.
Well, there's
this
a mad
years.
Right there.
Right. At a minimum.
But they didn't
the reason
test
why he said you have to get approvals and for testing on people, because it could be unconscionable. Then he said to me, wait, then he said to the public population, he said, you know, wait a second here. They're testing on your average healthy person. What happened to people with Alzheimer's? What happened to people who have heart condition?
Yeah.
What happened to people who have cancer? What happened to people who have diabetes? What happened to this, that, and the other person?
Yeah. And that covers half the country, is it?
That covers it. That covers all of the population.
That's a lot of people, man. A
lot of people there. Yeah. So healthy people could take it, or let them take it then. Let them take it.
Yeah, right. Let them take it. Sure, I don't care.
Right, no, let the healthy people.
Get rid of them in the meantime to make money. Sounds like the guide dog school.
That's right. No, let the healthy people take it. Let's see what happens to them, and then we'll go from there.
All right, Inner Sight, I'll do the Able News.
And I don't think they even want to take it. I will, but I don't think they even want to take it. Anyway, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two matches, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. And by the way, Able wouldn't do that. Able News, nah. No other thing would do that. Please.
Oh, who knows? But anyway, Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petition. Service dog schools, license them, and help us push that thing through. You know that's really ironic, because the government doesn't have to spend any money to do that, and they still won't do it. So there's the switch of the other way around.
I know.
You know, they can... In fact, they can make some money on licensing the schools.
Yeah, just by a few dollars to license the schools.
Yeah. Whatever it is, whatever fee they,
It's like a few bucks.
The schools spend $100,000 a year to be accredited, but that doesn't do a damn thing for us.
Right.
So you're going to a school that's accredited. Here's another mad.
Right.
A school that's accredited by some organization out west by a couple of rednecks who probably hate dogs anyway. And
now you
what
can have the
that?
Rednecks not liking you.
That's all right. Thanks. Give them the vaccine.
Oh, Frank! You're in a ripe mood tonight.
By the way, there's a principle. Anybody you don't like, give them the vaccine. I can just imagine what my friend would say, Dr. Harold. I can picture what he's going to say. I'm saying, Harold, I'm not taking it. No, don't take it.
Yeah, but
it's no good.
I could also imagine Dr. Lou and Gary Knoll, what they're going to say
Lou.
To you, what you're saying. Take the vaccine.
Dr. Lou.
Eh?
Dr. Lou will give you a needle, but you don't have to worry about what's in it.
That's true. It's a blank needle. It's a blank. He's shooting blanks.
But, so sign the petition at change.org and help us go forward on that. All right, around the world, 213-816-1650. You want to call in, sound off. What are you mad about? What are you glad about? Anything out there, and call it in right here at Inner Sight. Anybody on the line? Hello? Oh, I think I just lost
our
engineer.
Yeah, you lost me 2 seconds.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I got Maureen waiting in the queue.
Maureen's on the line?
Yep.
Oh, all right. All right, let's take a phone call. Maureen from Queens.
Here's Maureen.
Inner Sight.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are
you doing,
sweetheart? You?
Good, good.
I've been better. I've been better. All this news is driving me crazy and deciding about this. Well, I know I'm not taking it, and I don't want my mom to get it either. Yeah,
no,
they'll pay you $1,500, but if you're dead, what good is the $1,500 going to do you?
I'm not talking $1,500. Give me millions, and I won't take that damn thing.
I know, me neither. Me neither.
Yeah.
Me neither.
People go,
I mean,
crazy.
It's only been a few months they've been
it.
Testing this.
You
need to do it. There was a guy on last night, I forget what department he was with. He said he's not letting his kids get it if they say, you know.
Yeah.
He's not gonna, I mean, has it been tested on the elderly? Has it been tested on,
no.
You know? I mean, my mom's 85. Have they tested it on anybody in their 80s, like your mom too, Susan?
No.
Well, you know, I'm gonna make a statement because I just thought of something. I just had a brain scene over here. If they give me $15 million. And let me set up in a site, and then I'll take it. But it's got to be $15 million. None of this little crap money. $15 million, Cuomo.
And you set up in a site,
and
then you take the vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right.
First, I set up in a site, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before I take
mm-hmm.
it, to make sure that I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the deal I would make. You want me to take this stuff, $15 million, and you let me, and I'll explain to them what the inner side dream is. And, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then I'll take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Sounds
that's
good.
A good idea. That sounds good.
But I don't know if I want to take it anyway. So,
it would.
I'm sorry, Frank. I don't know if I want to take it.
Well, it's
my
not
life
you.
It's
me.
I know, but my life is very precious. Sorry.
No, because first I had no side effects. Now I see there are some side effects.
Of course there's side effects.
Redness, irritation at this, you know, where they give you the shot. Redness, pain. Then you could get chills and a fever. Well, isn't that sort of what you can get from the corona?
No, you also get that from the flu vaccination. But the thing is, when you get you're much more used to getting the flu vaccination once you've gotten the flu vaccination and or the flu over many years. But what this guy said today was very fascinating. Remember what he said, Frank? He said, our body has been used to coronaviruses for many years now. So what are they, you know, he was saying this. He goes, we've been used to, and I said that to you. Didn't I say that to you from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is driving me nuts. We've had coronaviruses around for many years. This is an engineered virus.
And all kinds
of virus.
And
I said it. Yes.
Isn't it on the back of the light? I can't see it.
Months ago.
What?
I can't see it, but I've been told it says about corona on the back of the Lysol can.
I can't see it either, so. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it says it on there about
it?
Coronaviruses.
Yeah, it does. It probably does. I won't doubt it. Yeah.
Oh, that's
where
Trump
I can't, like
from.
I say, read it, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, probably.
What'd you say?
Maybe that's what
Trump
he meant.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if he meant that, but.
Yeah, that's what
I didn't
he meant.
Hear
he
what
didn't
you
mean
said.
To take it. He meant it was talked about on the can, I guess.
I don't know.
Probably what he meant.
I mean, so there have obviously been coronaviruses around, you know. Because, you know, it's on the back of the can, people say, you know. I mean, like I said, I can't read exactly what it says.
I believe. Now, this is it was part of SARS. It was part of the H1N1, the swine flu. It was part of, years ago, of the Spanish flu, I believe. I'm not exactly sure, but I believe it was. It was part of a lot of different viruses. So now the only difference is that it's just, you know, evolved into a new, you know, pandemic, and it's you know, going in a different form now. It's mutated, and that's it.
Right.
But
and
is
it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Susan. Is there any point to when they come on and they say, oh, this is going to be the darkest winter, and this is going to, and in the next 5 weeks or the next 20, what's the point of telling us that?
Make you more depressed.
You're scary. You take the stuff.
No,
yeah, I mean,
dare you, period.
Well,
more news.
People, the firemen aren't taken in here. A lot of the firemen aren't taken in. A lot of the MTA people aren't going to be taken in.
I'm happy they aren't. Really, I'm happy they aren't.
Seriously.
I said I'm happy they are not taking it.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there was like 50% or 50-something of the firemen don't want to take it in.
I wouldn't take that stuff.
I think after a while we will get herd immunity, but it's going to take a long while. Seriously.
And what are they checking? Like, I don't know. My mom had it. Does she still have the antibodies? Today when I called and I asked the social worker, you know, about the vaccine, I said, you know anything about the? Oh, I don't know. You'll have to watch TV. No, you'll have to watch the news.
Oh my God.
This is what her answer was.
Oh, my God. That's not an answer. You know what? You do call her doctor. See what he knows.
Call her back.
I'm just curious now. Call the doctor and see what he knows.
Yeah, well, I'm going to call the others
says,
tomorrow. Because
wait,
still set
says,
for the 14th.
It's
still
is,
set for the 14th to go visit, so we'll have to see. Because that's Scott Gottlieb. I forget what his title is in the politics. But he said that most of the people that go in are the workers that are bringing it in, which is what we said.
He did say that. I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
He said the same thing.
Yep.
And you know what? I think they're listening to us. Hello.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
Maybe. That could be.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but we really do think that.
Well, it's the best thing on the air. So.
They better listen to us.
Yes.
If they want to live longer.
It's the truth. I'm sorry. I hate to toot our horn, but I'm going to this time. Toot.
They should have listened to us last year when we were, how many years ago, when we said about getting the people out of the nursing homes.
Out of the nursing homes.
Right.
I never toot my horn that much, but when I am right, I toot it. Toot.
Yeah.
Toot.
You know, I heard on the radio a couple months ago, too, that the figures, you know, about the people dying and stuff, they're not always accurate on the mainstream media. You can't,
you have
to take everything they say with a grain of salt, you know?
But there's also, now you gotta take this into consideration. There's no need to run into reporters' faces and scream fake news either and jeopardize their lives. That's not right either. But also you have... There's no need to run into reporters' faces and threaten to beat the mob and tell them fake news. There's no need for that either.
Who did that?
Oh, believe me, I know stories. Oh, I know stories. I'm not going to mention, you know, because I've been told not to mention. And Frank knows who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to mention the name. Okay, it is a reporter, and I'm not going to mention a name. Anyway, but that's not right. That's just not right. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
but,
right.
But, you know, they have to be, you know, they have to
She's
be
not,
more, what would you say,
the
reliable.
Person is
and,
not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
The person's not responsible for everyone. Do you know what I'm saying? Or her whole network, his whole network. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
him
they have
or her
to, and
is
the politicians. The politicians can't be hypocrites and tell everybody stay home, don't ever leave your home again, and
that's
then
true.
They're out, you know, partying and at weddings and on vacation in Mexico and here and there and the other place, you know.
I got a pup up today. I'm sorry. I got a pup up today. I don't know what it was about, but I just saw something. That I don't know if he, you know, Governor Cuomo and somebody else, I don't remember who the somebody else was, but I believe Governor Cuomo was breaking up a party in Staten Island or something. I don't know if, or he was at a party.
Oh, that's that bar. That's that bar that
bar,
they,
yeah.
they've set up that they're an autonomous place because, because, well, it's true. In a way, I mean, all right, what they're doing is wrong. But when you see the protesters, and when
right,
you see
right.
what went on in Portland and all that,
okay.
there are like two sets of rules for people, you know what I
okay.
mean?
Yeah, so what was that all about? So they broke up the parties and everything? What is it?
Well, they arrested the guy, the owner of the pub. And
Ooh.
Then he left Saturday night, and he got in his car, and he hit a cop, one of the sheriffs. It's not a cop,
Yikes.
I guess. One of the sheriffs.
Yikes.
And broke his legs. But, I mean, oh, and two blocks away. The bar two blocks away, though, it's open. So what kind
right.
of nonsense is it that one place is open two blocks from the other place that they're coming in with 14 sheriffs a night?
I wonder if they're going to protest the vaccine. That'd be cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what everybody
That's going to be interesting.
I ain't
no, but
digging
I
it some more.
No, I think they're going to protest it, period.
Yeah,
that's
people should
crazy.
Because...
Yeah.
Jack. I heard that stuff does.
Hey
Jack, I heard that stuff does weird things to your wiener. Is that true? I don't know. I ain't gonna find out.
I think he's on the redneck stick tonight.
Damn, that would be
and what if it doesn't
yeah,
affect
it
you
would.
Now, but it affects you like a few months from now? What you know what
yeah,
I mean? It
right.
might not affect
you
right away, even.
Remember that
this
stuff goes
good.
In your blood, man.
No, you know
yeah.
what made me really shocked today is when he said, listen, this is not just getting the virus. He said it, and he said it very pronounced. Okay, he said, this is getting the genetic, he said it just like this, the genetic makeup of the virus. So you're getting the genetics of that virus into your system. I'm like, whoa, that's...
Who said that?
That guy, you didn't hear that?
What guy? Oh,
that doctor
the
from Germany.
The doctor, Bach.
Yeah, Bach, yeah.
Oh, Bach, yeah.
Do you believe that?
What was that
You're
on? What was he
genetic?
On?
We were listening to Gary Nolan. He had this guy.
Oh.
He was a top virologist, one of the top virologists, but what was it, bacteriologist. Of something.
Yeah.
So he had 4 or 5 titles, and he had this big prestigious awards in Germany, and I think also some in the United States, some throughout the world. Big awards for all immunology.
Yeah.
He's warning
right?
people against this vaccine.
Yeah, and a lot warning people because they did not have time to develop it. Period. You
no.
usually
yeah,
test on animals. You usually go from animals to, you know, first stage, study. Then it takes a little while. And then you go to the second and so forth until you get to your third stage. And then you go to get a – this was 2 months. Doom, you're done.
Yeah, well, you have to get a second one 3 or 4 weeks
later.
Well,
that's why they're giving them the 1,500. That's enough to bury you.
That takes care of
it.
You go poof and then you're
right
gone.
There. There it is, Ralph, right there. And
you're gone and then
that's
you
pay. Right. I think that's what it is for.
That's good for
think.
The follies.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, poof, and it pays for
Why
your
Why did you give me this 1500 when I got the vaccine? I have no clue.
Yep.
This is cool money. I'm going to go... okay.
Well, you know what's going to happen. All the drug addicts are going to line up on the corner. They don't care if they get sick. They're sick anyway.
No, they just want the next.
And they're
going
to tag you to get the money.
They wouldn't know
there
the difference.
You know. That's right.
So
now you see
what's going to happen here. Now they're going to give drug addicts and drunks 1,500. You know what's going to happen? The whole damn street, the whole damn friggin' country is going to be full of drunks and drug addicts that had some money. That's the worst thing you can do.
Well, I think everybody's going to be that too, you know. That's scary also, you know.
It's crazy.
It is scary, Frank, really.
The whole damn thing
it
is crazy.
The whole thing is
scary. But, I mean, I mean myself, okay, I know how to deal with that, you know, by having had that's private, but just having had experience with it. Let's leave it at that. Anyway,
experience
with
what?
With
what are you talking about?
Be clear. Somebody who's you know, done drugs or alcohol
experience with that.
Yes, with somebody. But to say that it's easy, no, it's not a cakewalk, okay? But, you know, or addiction in and of itself. Okay, addiction's not easy, all right? Addiction's not easy at all. I mean, it's...
best thing
okay?
to do is
and
stay away
giving,
from people like that.
Yes, but now you're giving people money? Money?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Who do you think's going to apply for this?
Everybody and their brother.
Nah, people who want, a lot of people who want to get high are going to apply for this. Come on. They're going to take
only
it.
Not high.
They don't
they're
going
to want to eliminate their debt, and some of them, you know, are, it's just, you know, or some of them don't want to eliminate their debt. Some of them just want to, you know.
What are you going to do with $1,500? Nothing.
Some people actually volunteered for this, Frank. Could you believe that? They volunteered for that.
Oh, yeah.
Their families
because
and everything.
They're misinformed or they believe the medical profession. How can you believe, first of all, you know what's a mad for me on this, on the show, Mad Glad Monday, a big mad is, how can you believe these drug companies who have formulated crap that have killed people over the years and made money on it, and the lawsuits, and the women that they've damaged? How can you believe these
no
people
comment.
Anything they say?
No comment.
You can't believe
they
them.
Said
you got to check everything out thoroughly, man.
Yeah,
and then still don't believe them.
Yeah, they said there's one flu shot that actually can paralyze people, but you don't hear about that much. You know?
You know why?
Crazy,
it causes Guillain-Barré. It could cause Guillain-Barré. Yeah. You know what that is?
It can cause... No.
They said I might have had it because I had not the flu shot, from the flu shot, but because I had the flu right before I started my symptoms, they said I might have, but they weren't sure, and they still aren't sure, blah, 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 blah. Or they said it could have been from the gas leak. You know, they're not sure what I had. They still are not sure what I have, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so, but that's what they did say. They did say that it can come, Guillain-Barré, or this paralysis, that is an ascending form of paralysis, can come from these forms of viruses. Now, you're going to be giving somebody the genetic makeup of a virus into their body, their DNA of the virus in their body? Hello? Are you crazy?
Gary Noll gave a list today of a lot of things that build the immune system. Why don't they take that damn list and create a formula?
Use it. I think we should.
You know
help.
Why? Because they can't make any money on it.
Right.
They could.
That's
they
the
really
bottom
wanted
line.
To. Think
it's all
about
greed.
Mass volume. They can make a lot of money on mass volume. Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Not if you can
why?
Go buy it in a health store.
Frank.
And that's where a lot of that stuff is.
Think about it. They could have saved a lot of money, number one, and then you could make a lot of money from putting it in one supplement and selling it to people. That's all.
No, the stores will make the money, not them.
Yeah, but who
they'll
cares?
Make less money. The stores will make most of the money.
Yeah, but
sell
still.
It in the stores.
Yeah, but sell
that way
the,
people
the
wouldn't have to go out of
stores.
Business.
Yes.
Yeah, the stores will make the money, but not the doctors, not the drug companies won't make any damn money on it.
They're going to be making tons of money when people get sick. They don't have to worry about making money.
Sure. That's another thing.
So
yeah,
why don't
make money
so why
on.
Don't they just that's just plain old greed? That is. It is.
Oh, that's the name of the game. Greed.
That
greed
is
and money.
Greed.
Yeah. The other thing is they won't get the FDA to approve it.
Nah, you know what?
That's
we
got to
change this. We got to change this. It's got to things have got to change. You know,
you
that's
need
all.
Big money to change that.
Yeah.
And how are they getting
it
from? I mean, this is the one that has to be frozen. It has to be like 80 degrees below zero, and then it has
no,
to be taken from here and put there.
there's two of them like that, and there's two of them not like that. There's four vaccines, I think. Maybe a fifth one on the market. Yeah, there's a fifth one.
But I think the one that's coming out now is that one, right?
Oh, we gave you the wrong one.
Yes, I believe so.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
you know, my mom, she was leaving the hospital. I forget what she was in it for. She's been there so many times from Dry Harbor, especially. And she was leaving. She got the discharge and everything. And she threw up. And they gave her a shot of something. And it was the weirdest thing. It was the weirdest thing because she actually, we had to go back to the room, get a room. She was like this for a few hours. It sounded like she was speaking another language.
Oh, my. She had an allergic reaction.
And the doctor went, and he came back and said, oh, I just read. This is about this only the second case in history that's been like this. Oh, my God. So till she stopped speaking like German, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it lasted a few hours.
What was it?
I don't know why they gave
her.
Yeah, of course. Because I don't know why they had to give her. She just threw up, so what did they have to give her a shot for or anything?
Now, here, I just thought of something else. What are they going to do? They got four different ones, right?
Yeah.
How are they going to know which one the person should take? And if they give the person one and it doesn't work, they're going to try the other and go all the, down the line, all four? Damn, you're going to die, boy.
Yeah, how are they going to know what to give to who? How are they going to know what to give to who?
I think also, I don't know if they've tested it in a certain way. I don't know. I don't know. I'd love to find out just to be a fly on a wall to just find out in these, like, conferences to find out what's in all these, really in all these vaccinations, and that's how you'll find out what really, you know, how they decide. Because I'm allergic to sulfur. Anything that has sulfur in it, boom, I can't take it right away. So
I'm allergic to penicillin.
I'm allergic to that, too. Keep going. I'm allergic to a lot of things, you know. I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Listen, do you want to hear something funny? I had a doctor.
I'm allergic to doctors.
Well, that, too.
Damn,
you that?
Hey, wait.
You made me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
exactly.
A doctor came in once and said to me, how are you allergic to all this stuff? Well, you just explained it all yourself. And that's all I said to him. And he goes, and then he looked at me like with a strange look, and he couldn't figure out why I said that. I say, idiot. You're an idiot. It's you guys giving it to me. How could you, like, why are you even asking me that question?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one taking this stuff. I'm the one getting this stuff. It's you guys giving it to me, you know?
Maybe
you're
doing it deliberately, right? I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, God.
They get worse as they go along.
I know. I mean, like, then one guy says to me, you don't look as bad as your chart puts you out to be. So what is that supposed to mean? What am I supposed to be, dead? That's what I said. I was like, what are you guys supposed to be, dead? So he's
maniacs all over the joint.
Yeah, so I said, and then he said to me, no, that's not what I meant. Then what did you mean? What did you mean? That's just
I think some of them should be paying us $1,500 just for stupidity.
Just to hear this stupidity. Then remember that thing I told you about, Frank, with the guy, the family members getting the robot that came in and told them that their family member passed on.
Where was
that? About, I don't remember where it was, but I had seen this. The robot, the actual robot, it was a newspaper article. I'm like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Yeah, and I'm like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I just kept saying that. I can't believe what I'm seeing. And it turned out to be, it was a newspaper. I said, oh, my God. I told Frank about it, and he goes, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Now I've heard everything. He goes, I wouldn't want that. I'd break the damn thing if I was the family member. I said, you better damn believe
can you imagine
I
if...
Yeah, right?
Can you know, I just thought of something. Can you imagine if people take this stuff and they give them a check, $1,500, and the check's no good?
It bounces. Whee!
I want my money, you son of a bitch.
No, you got
I feel sick. When I get
right.
over this thing, I'm getting my gun. I'm going downtown.
That's right. And I'm blasting you off.
Did they give them bad checks? Holy smokes.
Holy
oh, God.
Well,
in his
well,
sight. You heard it right here, world.
Yeah, we don't
look
have
out.
Money yet. It's coming.
Look out when you take, if you take that stuff. Look out. Make sure the check is good before you take it.
That's it.
That's
wait a minute.
I wouldn't
a minute.
Take
I
that stuff if you give me a
check.
Hell no. I
want to
make sure I want to get the money in the pocket.
That's right.
Damn
you
right, man.
First.
You
got to
trust those
first.
People.
No.
Give
boy,
me cash first.
The news media is going to love this. They're going to be
oh,
having
yeah.
stories coming out of their ears, man.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be
all
fun.
All right, in a sight. We're going to move on, Maureen.
All right.
Okay. All right, guys. Take
care. Take
care,
Maureen.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Maureen.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, around the world. Let's see. Tomorrow night, open mic. Wednesday night show is, what is Wednesday night show? I don't even know.
Hold on. I got to look.
Thursday, we're going to do the vaccine show.
Yeah, we're going to do the vaccine
show. All right. Whatever we got on it, whatever
okay,
we'll
shows.
Get, you know. Call up Dr. Fossey and invite him on the show.
You want me to?
He'd never come.
Okay, we did the advocate one. So even if you do get it, the state controls it. Is that the one we were gonna do, or?
I don't know. I don't know what that's referring to.
Nursing homes.
Have a more specific title.
We could make it up. Before tomorrow. That's what
yeah.
I have here.
All right. I don't remember that title. We'll have to come up with a...
Yeah, a better title.
Wednesday's show, folks. Up
it's
for grab.
When, it's
got
for
any
when,
ideas?
No. Yeah, it was for when we had the programs. All the programs. Even if you do get it, the state controls it. Those
oh,
programs.
Even if you get one, if you get on one of those programs.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah, we could talk about that.
Okay. So do you want to define this title more, or you want to leave it?
Yeah, we'll fix up the title.
Okay. I'm just going to write nursing home programs. So I know.
All right. In a site, 213-816-1650, you want to call in and... Matter glad. We only got a minute left, so.
Yes.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Thank you so much for listening.
Mm-hmm.
100,000, 1,600 plus. All right. Sounds
yes.
good to me. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. That's our phone number. Thank
yes,
you so much. Yeah, be careful out there. A wild oil of oregano and apple cider vinegar. That's my vaccine, brother.
Right.
Yeah, take it every day. All right. Inner Sight, round the world. Be with you tomorrow night, open mic. I want to thank all our friends, all our people who help us keep the show going. Big East, the key to rescue. Thank you so much for everything. All right, around the world, Suzanne, co-host and engineer, all our listeners, callers, and friends.
Okay.
All right. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. 631-888-1186, Anthony Kennedy. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.